Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about South Africa and the United States. Trump versus Ramaphosa. Very interesting. I mean, I see a story in the Daily Maverick. Ramaphosa seeks Trump meeting to discuss South Africa's land reform policy after land confiscation claims. So I feel like I don't actually know enough about this law, right? About the expropriation bill. I'm going to get somebody on to come and unpack it so that we can understand it and its application, because obviously there's the word of the law or the letter of the law, and there's also the spirit of the law. But there's implications from what has happened. Joining me right now is Professor John Stremlau. He's an honorary international relations professor at Wits University. Good morning. How serious do you think this argument is?
Well, it's being treated seriously, as it should be, by Cyril Ramaphosa and the South African government, because Donald Trump was duly elected president of the United States. Whether he has a mandate that is comparable to what he describes is another subject entirely, but he has to be accorded the seriousness of the president of the United States. Having said that, however, he is clueless about South Africa. He is motivated by racism and has been receptive to the Afro Forum's petitions back in 2018, when they traveled around the United States and talked up the killing of white farmers here. And so Donald Trump, with no background at all on South Africa, no understanding of this act, this 52-page act, he hasn't apparently been briefed on it even. And he says that this is a terrible thing, and so he's going to apply sanctions on South Africa. And Ronald Lamola, the minister of Durko, foreign minister, he is prepared to engage and has talked very reasonably about the eminent domain that the U.S. has in its laws, and a need to educate Donald Trump. I don't think you can educate Donald Trump. I think
really?
I don't think so. I really don't. I've watched him very closely for years,
yeah.
And on some things he may be amenable, but South Africa is an easy mark, and he thinks he's playing to his MAGA constituency by talking up white male dominance, and that's Donald Trump.
John, you said a few things that I just want to try and understand. I have a 5-year-old in my brain who needs to understand things very simply. So when you say that he knows nothing about South Africa, would he not be able to depend on insights from Elon Musk, who is South African,
well,
who
yes,
knows a lot about South Africa?
But Elon Musk was raised in Pretoria under apartheid, and I don't know what Musk, so I can't speak to him, but I think that the PayPal mafia, so-called, is so it's a preoccupation now. David Sachs is going to be the czar of cryptocurrency in the White House, and talk about a conflict of interest on that score with Donald and his wife turning out memcoins. But anyway, that's another matter. And so
I have no idea what you just said.
Well,
I don't know what meme coins are and all of that.
I shouldn't jump around, but there are so many layers to this saga, and I am frustrated as an American, because at least I thought that the Democrats understood the complexities of South Africa and its history of racism, which has been endemic to the United States. But here Trump has come to power again, and is consulting with you know, Sachs was raised in Cape Town, and Musk in Pretoria, and then Peter Thiel in Sukhumvan in Namibia during his formative years. Celebrating Hitler. I mean, crying out loud. I mean, you know, Chai FM ought to talk about Peter Thiel. But anyway, I just don't know whether Trump's inherent receptivity, because I referenced his condemnation of South Africa back in 2018.
We were called the equivalent of a pit toilet, weren't we? Didn't he call us the equivalent of a pit toilet? I can't say the word on radio.
No. He called us
something hole.
The continent is a
That's what I couldn't say.
I'm happy to say, because Trump said it. So anyway, he denigrates Africa. He doesn't have any understanding of Africa. He doesn't understand the U.S. Constitution, for heaven's sakes. He's a convicted felon. so never have the U.S. had a president quite of this nature. But I observed the election firsthand at least in Georgia and by polling stations, and it was a very well run election as opposed to some of the histories of the U.S. elections, and I think the U.S. is pulling its act together, but it's a struggle, and I need not belabor that struggle to South Africans, because they know it well.
All right, just another question. Something else that you said was that he was motivated by racism. Why do you think that? I mean, I don't know enough about him, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Well, if you don't know enough about him, don't bother to seek me, because I can't understand his coming to terms with his past and his niece, Dr. Mary Trump, has a clinical psychologist, has written a book about Donald Trump, and it is quite revealing. It's biased, of course, but it's quite revealing about his pressures as a young boy growing up. But he's been a feature in the American body politic for some time, and he's well known.
All right.
Oh, she's here. I've got an appointment. So
excellent. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. That is Professor John Strimlau, Honorary International Relations Professor at Fitz University.